We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. So today we got this movie, Late Night. It's set in the world of a fictional late night comedy TV show that is so fictional, it's hosted by a woman. There hasn't been one of those since Joan Rivers in the 80s. But this woman also happens to be a bad boss. Emma Thompson is Catherine Newberry, a TV icon who's hosted the show for decades. She's an arrogant jerk. She's detached. She's mean. She's British. She fires one of her writers, and he essentially calls her a sexist who hates women. So she tells her producer to go out and find a woman to be on his staff, and the always likable Mindy Kaling happens to be in the right place at the right time, and she gets hired with no prior experience whatsoever, but what she lacks in on-the-job training, she makes up for by being spunky. And like Lou Grant many years ago, nobody who works at this place likes spunk. So there's comedy there in this all-male environment that she's in. I mean, a women's bathroom at this place is used as the men's number two bathroom, if you know what I mean. But like I said, Catherine is not a pleasant person to deal with. But then she's informed that the network is going to give her the axe and replace her with a young stand-up guy who's horrible. Well, they're replacing her because the times and the ratings have passed her by. So Spunky Molly comes up with some ideas, and eventually she gets listened to, and it goes from there, and there's a lot packed into this movie, a lot of timely stuff. There's unexpected developments. There's subplots and a bunch of side characters played by the likes of John Lithgow, Amy Ryan, Ike Barinholtz, and a younger good-looking guy from The Veep. But it's basically Thompson's movie. She's an actress who exudes authority, and she brings a lot of depth and emotion. She's got great scenes, and Kaling, you know, along with being her likable self, wrote the movie. She did, so she knows the lay of the land, and well, it does stick to a formula for these sorts of things, and maybe it ain't all that rip-roaring hilarious, but it's amusing, and it's got a good case of the smarts. If you can appreciate a joke about Doris Kearns Goodwin, this movie might be right up your alley. It's called Late Night. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. I'm just a regular guy. It's 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.